home for year-round coverage of the Miami Dolphins.
Welcome back to the Finsiders. Greg Likens here alongside Troy Stratford, Chris Chambers, Tristan Jones, the Metro PCS Common Center. Join the chat online with her at dolphins.com. You can call us at 1-855-GO-FINS or text the show at 347-347. But right now, we're going to go to the Metro PCS hotline and bring in Jamie Dukes, analyst for NFL Network, who also played center for 10 years in the NFL. Jamie, how you doing this evening?
What's going on, boys? Troy, what you up to, big boy?
I'm doing all right, my man. Good hearing from you.
Yeah, good to hear from you, Jamie. And first things first, obviously, we hear the news yesterday that Mike Pouncey will miss at least 3 months after undergoing hip surgery. How devastating is this piece of news for the Dolphins, knowing what they went through last year with their offensive line?
Well, I think the key, I would use the word setback as opposed to devastating from the standpoint that he's coming back this year. If it was ACL, and I know this, it could go on longer, he could go on the list. But if his services were going to be removed completely, then I would be more concerned coming into the season.
And considering the timing of the surgery, can we put a positive spin on this, knowing that the Dolphins will have all of training camp to get somebody ready to fill his void and take his place?
Yeah, absolutely. And that's the whole key. It was better now than, you know, third preseason game, and you're trying to figure it out, because he is certainly an integral part of the offensive line. He's a Pro Bowl caliber player. And so it does hurt, but because you have that time, everybody, if nothing else, everybody can get their mind around what's next while we wait in the interim.
You know, Jamie, all throughout the offseason so far, before this injury to Pouncey, us here in the panel, we've been discussing and comparing the Miami Dolphins' future offensive line to like what the Chicago Bears did last year, starting two rookies side by side. And we were worried about the Miami Dolphins having four different starters than they had last year. Now we're going to open up the season clearly with five brand new offensive linemen. What does that spell early on in the season?
Well, but think about it this way. The five you had, you needed to get rid of. Or four of them, at least, you know. So, you know, you talk about glass half full. So the way I look at it, certainly they'll be growing pains. But the key is, how do you use these young, talented players? And the other thing is, how does this new offense look? You know, it's one thing. I know Chip Kelly's offense. I know Chip Kelly knows how to run his offense. I'm not sure if an understudy in a season-ish could master, you know, kind of what he has done.
Jamie Dukes, analyst for NFL Network and played center for 10 years in the NFL, joining us here on the Finsiders. And by the way, check Jamie out on NFL Total Access. Airs Monday through Saturday at 8 p.m. Eastern Time on NFL Network, providing the latest news and analysis from around the NFL. Jamie, based on what you guys were just talking about there, how long, ideally, does it take for an offensive line to build continuity and build cohesiveness?
Well, it takes years, you know, at times, but you don't have that luxury. So you're going to have good and bad, and it's just going to take a minute. But at the same time, I like where you're positioned, because you got rid of some guys that necessarily couldn't play. You bring some young players in. They're going to be working hard, not to mention the whole NFL spotlight is not on the running back position, not on the wide receiver position. It's on the offensive line. So they're not going to want to get embarrassed either.
Jamie, you talked about Bill Lazor, the understudy to Chip Kelly up there in Philadelphia. We who have been around this Miami Dolphins offense for the last couple of years, the little bit that we have seen of it, and by no means am I sitting here saying that he understands it like the palm of his hand, but the little bit that we have seen down here when it comes to Dolphin fans out there and defenses playing against the likes of Mike Wallace and the movement that we see here and the shift movements and just the speed that we see. So far, so good from our end. You know, just you and watching the Philadelphia Eagles last year, did you see that as a fast break offense or more of a control paced offense?
It's a tempo offense. It can be faster paced. But when they looked at the numbers, their numbers were pretty much in line with everybody else. I mean, they're on the higher end as far as, you know, snaps per game, things of that nature. But what I look to, and you have certain elements, there's no question about it. Mike Wallace certainly represents what DeSean Jackson represents, for which it means he's going to stretch the field vertically. But the question becomes, how quickly does the quarterback gestate on this offense?
Yeah, and along those lines, Jamie, let's try to expound upon that a little bit. I mean, how important is it for Ryan Tannehill in his development entering his third year, whether it's a new offensive coordinator or not, what are your expectations for him?
Did you say his third year or his rookie year? Because I look at this as he's going back to the future.
Brand new offense.
Yeah.
He would have just
young
now been coming
already.
Out of college. Yes.
Right.
Right.
And that's the thing you have to, you know, to look through and to see how quickly. And I think that's the biggest unknown. I really like him. And I think, you know, going to this offense to a certain extent is going to kind of, I guess, retard the growth in which they started from. And I don't necessarily, with Philbin being an offensive guy, not sure why he would entrust his offense to somebody else's team like. You know what I mean? Because you're talking about a guy, again, he hasn't been in the offense that long, and I'm not saying he's incapable of doing it, but there's a lot of ifs. And I'm surprised. You very rarely, if ever, see an offensive-minded coach. You say, okay, you bring yours in. All right, let's just bring something else in. That just generally doesn't happen.
You got me thinking there. You do have me thinking there. But I do like the fact that Ryan Tannehill will be learning a new offense. I think in the beginning, his first year in the league, it was a benefit for him because he was able to really tell veterans on his team where to line up, where to go, the very first practice that he was out there on the field taking part in. But now I believe he needed to be challenged as a quarterback here in the National Football League, learn some new terminology, learn a different philosophy from a different coach. So, again, you know, we are on the home team here, but we're looking forward to big things. And by no means do we sugarcoat anything. This is the year for Ryan Tannehill to either step up and make it or step down and not make
it. But how can you put that pressure on him when, okay, he was developing and growing as a quarterback in another system?
Because
you abruptly changed gears and said, you know what, instead of going north, we're going east now. I don't think it's fair to him to say it's a make or break year because he's learning a new offense with an offensive coordinator who really hasn't run this offense but a year.
Jamie.
I mean, I think you got to be fair.
Absolutely. And I understand where you're coming from. The make or break could be the part of where he's not playing well. He may not be playing well because of the system. He may not be playing well because of INTs that are totally his fault. So we have to wait for the end result. But this is definitely clearly could be separated from learning a new system and a quarterback showing growth or not showing growth.
But here's the thing, to play devil's advocate. So the second most difficult position to play in the National Football League is wide receiver. So the most difficult position is quarterback. So now you have a quarterback learning a new system, which is the most difficult, and now you have enough and wide receivers that are learning a new system. So how do we know guys aren't where they're supposed to be? All I'm saying is I don't think it would be fair to say make this the linchpin year that we judge him on. Now, had he been in the same offense, I'm right there with you. I'm 100% there with you. But because you made an abrupt change of offensive and offensive strategy, and now you're putting even more pressure on him, not to mention the fact that now, because you got a new center in there, he's probably going to have to do more with making calls, things that Pouncey would have done.
Yeah.
So there are a lot of different variables.
But we have a guy out there who broke the curve in Nick Foles. He learned it in 1 year. So that's just the way I see it. We could agree to disagree. But Nick Foles, he broke the curve. He's that person that got the class.
Let's just slow down on Nick Foles just a little bit. you go back and watch some of that tape. There was about 12 picks in there. Yeah. Now, the 27 touchdowns were great, but there was about 12, 13 picks in there. Guys didn't catch the ball, didn't do this, that, and the other.
It's so good to know.
I'm just saying, go check that tape.
Jamie. Jamie, it's Chris Chambers here, wide receiver here. I think you
hit
it. Hey, what's going on, man? Haven't got a chance to meet you before, man. But I love you, what you do, man. I love your way you analyst and all that stuff, man. So you hit it right on the head. You know, I'm a guy who played in several different offenses, several different quarterbacks. It is extremely hard to get on the same page. I'm right with you. I think it does.
Why didn't let Troy undress me then?
I'm right here. I'm right with you. I was waiting. Troy wouldn't even let me speak, man.
You know, Chris is kind of new to the show, so he's trying to be cautious of when he could jump in. So I took advantage of that, Jamie.
Yeah, he did. But I know exactly what he's going through. I mean, when you're learning a system, depending if it's numbers or if it's word, if it's a spread office or a fast office, I mean, it takes some time to kind of gel. You know, what do you do from now until, you know, to training camp? And then what do you do in training camp to kind of excel that? I mean, how do you do that? Do you have to have extra meetings? The guys have to rest. I mean, what exactly is the formula to kind of, you know, keep this stuff going and going in the right direction for Tannehill and the Dolphins?
I think the formula, candidly, is luck. And I think it's, you know, and if they're going to have to manage him carefully because, again, you know, I don't believe you can put the full Chip Kelly offense in. I think I'd have to see exactly what the coach is doing. I want to see how he's calling the game. You know, I get the tempo thing, and all the elements are there. There's no question about it. But at the same time, I just think we have to measure, and like I said, I'm always worried about being fair. Same thing with Sam Bradford. You know, they're talking about this is the make-or-break year because it's kind of like, where's the receiver that Sam Bradford's had to work with over the years that you can say, okay, they bought him a hood ornament down there and the kid they signed last year. Yep. He's a nice piece,
yep.
But he's not a polished wide receiver, Chandler. You know that. Mm-hmm. So where is the guy? And so how can we really evaluate how good Sam is or isn't if he hasn't been given a fair opportunity to show what he can do?
Jamie Dukes, analyst for NFL Network. We really appreciate your time here joining us on the Finsiders. Brought some great conversation here, which I'm sure we're going to continue. Jamie, thank you very much for joining
Thanks,
us.
Thanks, Jamie.
Thanks, Jamie.
Appreciate Chandler, man. I can't believe you just let him do that.
Hey, he's going to get
like
some more.
I got you, airport. Jerry. I felt like my pants were pulled down. The young lady next to me saying, wow, look at him.
I love you, Jamie.
Take care, boys.
All right, there he is. Jamie Dukes, analyst for NFL Network, played 10 years at center in the NFL, talking to us about Mike Pouncey and then more about this new Dolphins offense with Bill Lazor. Of course, NFL Total Access airs Monday through Saturday at 8 p.m. Eastern Time on NFL Network, providing the latest news and analysis from around the NFL. And Jamie joined us on the Metro PCS hotline for unlimited access to all interviews on the Metro PCS hotline. Visit thefinsiders.com. All right.